This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, and Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105, regarding Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Klein, K-L-E-I-N, date of birth 7/8/1945. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Klein with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. He was seen in consultation April 2nd of 2024 for increasing creatinine level. And he had previously been seen in this practice between 2001 and 2015 for diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function. Since that time, though, he's had worsening of heart function. He had a cardiac catheterization done this year by Dr. Lee, and angioplasty and stents placed. His biggest concern today is severe back pain, even though he had back surgery done 2/23 of 24, that hasn't really given him much relief of his back pain. He's unable to stand or walk more than 10 minutes without having to sit down or relieve the pain. It's in the low back. It radiates around to the femoral areas and the hips and also down the anterior right leg. He is working with the surgeon. There's a device that may be tried, which delivers medication to the affected area. And if that works well, that will be implanted in the abdomen for chronic medication use. If not, then a more extensive surgery may be considered, including rods and cage placement around the lumbar spine as well as lumbar fusion. The patient's not very anxious to proceed that far because it would require an anterior approach, he's been told, which is more risky. And he is able to golf as long as he's not having to walk very far. He can actually swing a golf club without discomfort. It's just the walking and standing that causes significant pain. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He has gained 5 pounds over the last 4 months, and that's due to lack of prolonged exercise. He cannot walk very far. No chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion, but that's well controlled as he's not actually engaged in much exertion at this point. No orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no and minimal edema bilaterally. Medications, I want to highlight metoprolol, 12.5 milligram daily, Norvasc is 5 milligram daily, Losartan, 100 milligram daily. Isosorbide is 30 milligram daily. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. Potassium chloride is 10 mil equivalent twice a day. Also, other medications are unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam, weight, 255 pounds. Pulse is 58. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/64. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is obese and non-tender. And extremities, he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 8th of 2024. Creatinine is slightly improved. It's 1.35. Estimated GFR is 53. Previous levels were 1.27 and 1.42. So the creatinine is stable. Albumin 4.2, calcium's 9.2, phosphorus 3.9, sodium 137, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 26, hemoglobin 13.3 with a normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, and no indication for dialysis. will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently controlled. 3, hypertension, near to goal. And 4, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. We will continue to check labs every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.